When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Does the saying use it or lose it also apply to brain health? Why, yes, it does. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Training the brain enhances focus, memory recall, and clear thinking. I call the method from top brain researcher Kim Wick the 5-5-5 exercise. Come on, you have 5 minutes in the morning to mentally walk through what is planned for the day with clarity and focus. Take 5 minutes at lunchtime to review what has taken place, a meeting, a conversation, an interesting article that needs further attention or handled differently. This retrieving strengthens neural pathways in the brain. Then in the evening, take 5 minutes to review additional thoughts and insights you can learn that is worth remembering for the future use. That's it. 5-5-5. No phone apps, no computer tracking, just 3 small steps that over time helps your mind stay sharp and keep building brain capacity. Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, May 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office seeking information on Templeton burglary. Goats and sheep returning to Salinas Riverbed for vegetation management. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. And with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Late last week, the County Sheriff's Office responded to an alarm call at the upscale resale store at 590 Main Street in Templeton. The Sheriff's Office released an official statement of this incident yesterday afternoon. When deputies arrived, they observed the front entrance French doors were forced open. Surveillance footage of the incident shows a suspect wearing a black baseball hat, a gray hooded zip-up sweater, black jeans, and a black ski mask and gloves. Footage shows the suspect rummaging through the business, taking clothes off the racks, opening drawers, and pulling purses off the wall. The suspect left the store in a white truck, which appeared to be a newer GMC Canyon with running boards. The estimated loss of the store is unknown at this time. Anyone with information of this incident that took place on April 30th at about 3:15 a.m. or who can recognize the suspect or their truck are encouraged to call the Sheriff's Office, North County Station, 805-434-4290. The County DA's office announced a Pass Robles man formerly employed as the Chief Financial Officer at Scott O'Brien Fire and Safety Company in Atascadero has been sentenced to 4 years and 4 months in state prison. 38-year-old Robert Conrad Vasquez was found guilty of five felony counts of grand theft and one misdemeanor violation of possessing an assault weapon. The DA's office says from February 2019 through September 2023, Vasquez stole company funds to pay his rent each month and made frequent payments to his personal credit card debts. Financial losses of Vasquez's thefts are estimated to be between $400,000 and $600,000. Goats and sheep return to graze in Salinas Riverbed for vegetation management. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. Goats and sheep have returned to the Salinas Riverbed once again to graze and reduce wildfire risk. Prescribed grazing is an approved method under the city's vegetation management program, proven to reduce fire hazards with minimal environmental impact. Portions of the multi-use path between 13th Street and the Niblick Bridge may be temporarily closed as the grazing progresses. Public is encouraged to continue using the area, but should exercise caution around the electric fencing used to contain the animals and avoid contact with the fencing. Grazing began south of the Niblick Bridge and progressed north, while a second herd will begin north of Highway 46 and move south. Operations are expected to be completed on or before June 10, 2026. A series of prescribed burns and training burns have been scheduled at Camp Roberts. The burns have been scheduled to occur between May 11th and the 21st, with the largest burn acreage, up to 12,000 acres, proposed to occur on May 19th, weather permitting. Other days will include smaller hazard reduction burns and training. This burn is an interagency operation hosted by Camp Roberts Fire in cooperation with numerous other local and regional agencies. Smoke may be present on the day of the prescribed burns. All agencies will be participating in the operations. The burn is dependent on weather and air quality and may be rescheduled if conditions are not as desired. The Pass Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting this evening at 6. Tonight's meeting is to review the City Council's vision statement and desired outcomes and goals. The vision statement that was crafted by the city during draft sessions is, quote, "We envision a welcoming and thriving community with a diverse economy and quality jobs that empower every generation to build their future here in Paso Robles." The full document also outlines the city's goals and initiatives, including facilities, transportation, infrastructure, public safety, housing and homelessness, economic development, efficient and effective governments, and cultural recreation and other spaces. You can attend tonight's meeting in the Norris Room at Centennial Park in person or watch online. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Giants 10-5, the Astros over the Dodgers 2-1, the Angels beat the White Sox 4-3, the Phillies over the Athletics 9-1, the Yankees beat the Rangers 7-4. Tonight, the Padres will face the Giants, the Angels will go against the White Sox, the Dodgers will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Phillies, the Yankees will face the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, the Thunder beat the Lakers in Game 1 of their series last night, 108-90. Game 2 is tomorrow. In California news, three men were arrested earlier this week for an alleged car sales scam that targeted victims across multiple counties in California. The suspects were 23-year-old Gabby Tenas, 28-year-old Maurice Tenas, and 34-year-old Ionette Tenas. They were arrested for their oil-in-the-engine scam, where they secretly drip oil into a car's engine before a test drive, making the car appear broken and frightening the owner into selling their car at a lower price. Incidents similar to this have been reported in San Luis Obispo County. As early voting is now underway in California, seven of its gubernatorial candidates debated last night to a national audience on CNN. The biggest issue brought forward to the candidates was the cost of living in California and how it might be eased. The union board members representing television and movie actors will need to approve a tentative agreement with studios. The agreement was announced Saturday, but still must be ratified by a member vote. Possibilities of a strike have not yet been prioritized, unlike the historic 2023 actor and writer strikes. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says in an effort to help reduce fertilizer input costs for struggling farmers in the U.S., monies are being made available from federal resources to help to boost up fertilizer production in the U.S.
Fertilizer projects investing over $1 billion in the United States infrastructure may be eligible for assistance from the Department of Commerce's Investment Accelerator, which is currently overseeing $750 billion available.
There will also be funding from the Energy Department.
Energy Dominance Financing Program, financing critical materials projects, notably just provided an over $1.5 billion loan for an Indiana ammonia project.
Rollins says that they are also working to streamline fertilizer production facility permitting.
Streamlining permitting, the Trump administration, primarily EPA, Department of Commerce, DOI, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are specifically streamlining to put at warp speed permitting for air, water, chemicals, environmental review, safety, and transportation. One example, soon getting across the finish line to officially permit the CF Industries new world-scale ammonia facility at Blue Point Complex in Louisiana, which is expected to be the largest ammonia plant in the world with a nameplate capacity of 1.4 million metric tons per year.
USDA head Brooke Rollins.
The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day matched bronc riding events presented by True Vet Solutions. Join us on Sunday, May 17th for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $75,000 purse in honor of the 75th annual Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for schedule and tickets. The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife's new director, Megan Hertel, assumed her post in February. Before joining the department, she worked as the Deputy Secretary of Biodiversity and Habitat at the State Natural Resources Agency. Hertel spoke with AgAlert about her priorities at CDFW, the role California's agricultural community plays in conservation, and her approach to addressing challenges related to the return of gray wolves to the state. "We're seeing a lot more people coming into contact with wild animals, and people that work in agriculture often have a lot more than the people who live in cities do. I've got a long-standing respect for those people who dedicate their lives to both growing food and also managing our landscapes," Hertel said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smalkin Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smoggin Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, the weekend, and on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Low 90s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday, 77 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association is pleased to announce the annual Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Enjoy everything the olive and lavender industries have to offer: demonstrations, arts, crafts, collectibles, food, and more. The annual Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. More info at PasoRobles.org.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open sharply higher. Both Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate crude prices have pulled back on reported progress toward an agreement to end the Iran conflict. Advanced Micro Devices, the chip maker, which produces technology for artificial intelligence, reported a dramatic increase in business, shares up 15%. Super Microcomputer also reported a better-than-expected quarter, its shares up 18%. Novo Nordisk says sales of its new Wegovy pill are far exceeding expectations. Its quarter was upbeat, shares up 2.5%. Uber Technologies and Walt Disney also saw better than forecast business in recent months, and both of those stocks up more than 6%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, go to my boat.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. Don't forget, it's coming up May 19th through the 21st. Bella Jewel, upcoming buying event. And you'll be able to speak with a state specialist who will give you give your items a free, no-obligation offer. They buy gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins, currency, artwork, antiques, and much more. And remember, if you choose to sell your items, they offer immediate payment. So find out more. Go to BellaJewel.com for more information. Email into the studio, Kevin@KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. Don't forget that 75. You can text that as well. Technology is amazing.
Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Yes, it is. Coming up this afternoon, Mr. Greg Haskins from CoLab regarding county issues. My goodness, that's Karen and you this afternoon and the guest, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. All right, let's see here. I go to the text, and it is, excuse me. Hey, Kevin, I attended the school district employee of the year awards last month. All you could drink wine and food courtesy of the taxpayers. Well, it's very nice. That's very nice to promote the drinking on for the school. All right. Thank you for that email, and hope you enjoyed the event and the free food. Well, not free. It's never free. We know that. All right, folks, last hour, Daffy brought to our attention this Gateway project. And, oh boy, it's pretty big. Now, this goes back several years, well, more than several years. It goes back to 2020. And here's the project description of this for those. Now, again, the Paso Robles Gateway Annexation Project is located northwest of the intersection of Highway 101 and Highway 46 West, and would include the development of two hotels with 325 rooms, three commercial centers with approximately 75,600 square foot of space, a 30,000 square foot conference center, 17 workforce residential units, and up to 80 resort residential units, or a third hotel with 100 rooms. South Vine Street would be aligned to connect with Theater Drive. All right. And there is a draft environmental impact report. The draft ER identifies potential impacts to aesthetics. Now, this is an alphabetical order, but think about that area right now. And with these changes of all this, what the aesthetics would look like. In addition to the aesthetics, again, this is a draft EIR, agriculture, air quality, biological resources, cultural resources, I don't know what that stuff is, energy, geology and soils, greenhouse gas emissions, hazardous and, says hazards, oh, and hazardous materials, hydrology and water quality, noise, transportation, and utilities. And this application, by the way, the city received in 2018, so this is nothing new or last minute. It's just that in many cases, for most of us, we probably forget some of these things that go on, and they do take a while. They do take a while. I mean, just look at the Chandler and the Olson Ranch. It goes back a long time, a long, long time. All righty, what else do we have there is... Chris, was it you that did the story? It was the farm story, and you were quoting the guy saying, or did I hear it on the farm report, saying that he basically trusted the people in the rural areas and the people that work on farms to make decision for farms. Was that you?
It doesn't sound familiar from what I have read today. Today was mostly about gray wolves.
Okay. So it does tie in with the gray wolves. There was a quote there from the guy. And, or again, maybe I'm mixing them up. Anyway, my point is this, is yes, he's true. And I wonder why that in this situation, because most of us don't know anything about farming or ranching, that the politicians would put something on the ballot. And this goes back on several occasions, but many of you may remember about the chickens. And the state was able to vote on that, on the cages or whatever, I forget. And so we're having people that know, that probably don't know the difference between a chicken and a duck, voting on other people's livelihood. And again, they don't know anything about it. And this guy was kind of alluding to it. And I thought, well, he's dead on. He's dead on because it impacted. You ask your people in restaurants and so forth, and the eggs and the prices. Now we know the prices went up a year or so ago due to something else. I think it was some kind of flu, but before that, it went up because of the legislation in California. And also, you know, telling people on farms and ranches how to raise their chickens and raise their pigs and everything else. We stick our nose into some things that we don't know. And we put it out to the state because we put out a lot of misleading information, or at least trying to or portray something that is not necessarily that bad. All right, again, maybe a couple of thoughts on that. Also, the story on Scott O'Brien with the fire extinguishers and stuff, and Scott's been doing our, what the heck? I can't even think of the name of them now. Our extinguishers for years and years and years. So I thought and Chris, in the release or the information that you received, does it say anything about compensation?
You're talking about the guy that got sentenced, or?
Yeah, the loser that got sent. I mean, not the restitution. Is there anything in there about restitution?
Not in the story that I posted, but I might have been in the actual DA's office release. I'd have to go and look over it again.
Because it's, 4 years and 4 months, I think, is a sentence. All right, and this guy, $400,000 to $600,000.
Okay, so I just found it. There's nothing right now, but it said this case is set for a restitution status determination on June 24th. So I can only assume that means that determination of restitution is separate from a, you know, conviction or sentencing.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, I don't know how many of you ever been involved with this or know of it, but just for the heck of it, I went and I thought, okay, so $400,000 to $600,000. This guy's in jail for 4 years. He's 38. Just a you know what bag. How can he possibly pay back? I don't know how it works. So anyway, says here that my buddy Al, restitution is paid back through court-ordered payments designated or designed to reimburse victims for financial losses caused by a crime. Offenders make payments through wage garnishment, deductions from inmate trust accounts, or scheduled payments during probation, which with orders enforceable for up to 20 years. Compliance is mandatory and typically overseen by probation officers or specialized collection units. I don't know if this guy would ever have the means after he's in the hooscow for 4 years and 4 months to be able to pay $400,000 to $600,000 back over 20 years. Although incarcerated individuals have a percentage of prison wages applied to their debt. Okay. If an inmate receives funds from outside sources, a portion is automatically deducted. Payments are made over time based on a schedule set by the court or probation officer. If the offender is working, the court can garnish wages to ensure payment. All right. Okay, I don't know if this guy has any property or anything along those lines, but I hope Scott gets some of that back. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Yeah, I just want to let you know that I found something out yesterday about that billionaire tax on page 26 of the proposal, it says that with a two-thirds vote enabling them to expand the tax and lowering the threshold or turn it on to an ongoing tax without further voter approval. Critics warn that this section could transform the targeted tax into an everyone tax, expanding upon the initial 200 billionaires. So they're just going to drop the threshold as soon as it passes, and it's going to be a thousand-year tax.
Well, I didn't see that. I haven't gotten my voter's guide yet, but it would make sense even with that in there, because the money that they think they're going to get from this initially will be a one-time source, and then they're going to have to lower the threshold to continue to get money.
Yeah, but they already state it on page 26 of the billionaire tax proposal. It already contains the provision.
Well, are you aware that probably around 60% of the people in California have said that they would vote for this?
Yeah, that's very worrisome.
All right. I'm wondering if... have you seen any campaigns against this?
Nope. None.
Well, you know, the Howard Jarvis or whatever in each... And you know, some of these organizations, including, you know, the Republican here in San Luis Obispo County, need to get out and make sure that people know about this completely.
Yeah, but you can't turn on the TV without that crazy guy, Tom Schneider there, whatever,
Tom Steyer.
Steyer, I'm sorry, Tom Steyer. Yeah, he's on everything. He's also in Spanish, too.
Well, he's got the money to do it.
Yeah, $500 million.
But I think, you know, again, it's, you know this as well as anybody, the devil is in the details.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to vilify the billionaires and these people that just fall for this, and they probably couldn't read 26 pages because they don't have the mental capacity to do it in one sitting.
Right, well, it's class warfare, you know, but it's a trap. It's also worded, you know, and like you said, 26 pages. You know, if you can't say something in one page, it's whatever they give you on page one, they take it away on page 12, you know.
Right, but it's more than just, you know, the class warfare, because, you know, when we think of class warfare, we just think of the rich, but it's just down into the middle class now, because it will affect the middle class.
Oh, yeah. I mean, could you imagine having to pay tax on everything? I mean, even the billionaire tax, you know, they might be worth $1 billion, but they don't have liquid $1 billion. Their company and their assets and their portfolio and all those other things would be worth same with millionaires and same with thousandaires. Could you imagine having to pay 5% on the value of your home? Just your home.
Well, and the assets within your home, maybe even some jewelry handed down from mom or grandma.
Absolutely. Your cars, anything.
It just frustrates me that people don't read the full details on this. Or the other part is they're deliberately not told the full details of it. Because, you know, if you ask somebody, even one of these morons that want to vote for this, how would you like to be taxed on the jewelry that your mother left you? Would you like that? What do you think they would say?
Heck no.
Right. But since it's somebody else, they don't care. And that's, you know, that's part of being selfish.
Well, yeah. Plus, you couldn't be very proud of it if you're burying it on page 26.
Well, that speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I just wanted to get the word out, and hopefully people will spread it.
Indeed. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Again, that's what's missed in this, too. I mean, we knew about it's the net, but when it gets into other things, people just think of the money. But, yeah, no, it's personal things as well, too. Think how scary that is, folks. Think about it. It's all you have to do is just think about it. And if you think about it and you just say, well, it's not going to matter much to me because I don't have a lot, you're dead wrong. They'll figure out a way to get more money out of every single one of us. They have. They're looking for more. That's it, because they are pimps. That's what they are. And The ones that are okay with this are the whores, because they want to take from others without achieving anything. All right, let's see here. What else do we go back to? Oh, the back to this presidential physical fitness test. Again, I don't remember, the awards or anything like that. But here is, this is just general information. Now, if you go back and if you're just joining us to last hour, I mentioned that this was established under President Eisenhower, and it was because studies showed that American children, so we're talking, what, mid to late 50s, were less physically fit than European peers. All right. Now, more than 21% of Americans aged 2 to 19 were classified as obese. That's Americans 2 to 19, and 7% of American youths have severe obesity. And this is according to CDC. So Trump is expected to sign this. I don't know what it will entail or if it will help, simply because that's great that you want kids to be a little bit more active and so forth. And again, I don't know what goes on in gym. Chris, do you know if people can opt out of, I keep calling it gym, but can they opt out of PE?
I don't know about opt out, but I can certainly say when I was in PE in high school, there wasn't much participation going on.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the first thing we would do is, you know, go run a lap around the track. Okay, five people run, the rest of them walk.
So it wasn't mandatory that they ran, it was just that they had to go around the track, is that right?
Yes, but, you know, that would also reflect on your grade.
Okay, so if you were walking, you would get what grade? And if you're an A, if you run, you're getting an A.
If you're showing effort, you would probably get an A, yes.
Okay, and there was no, shall we say, encouragement from the teacher to encourage people to run around the track.
I'm sure he tried at first, but, you know, these are high school level, so if they made up their mind that they do not care about their PE grade, then so be it. They can get it on the report card and explain it to their parents, I guess.
All right, so what if somebody, okay, and in high school, were you still doing the soccer and a couple of other things?
Yes, we rotated from one activity to another, like week to week.
All right, now, did everybody have to participate? Or again, if you didn't, you were going to get a D or a C?
Well, I mean, I guess let's say we're playing a game of soccer. Everyone's got to be on the field, but some people will just stand back and do nothing.
Okay. All right. So they weren't getting any exercise.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. There you have it, folks. More bond money is what we need. That'll get the kids moving. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Late last week, the county sheriff's office responded to an alarm call at the upscale resale store at 590 Main Street in Templeton. Footage shows a suspect wearing a black baseball hat, a gray hooded zip-up sweater, a black ski mask and gloves, and black jeans. They stole multiple items and fled the store in a white truck. Anyone with information of this incident that took place on April 30th at about 3:15 a.m. is encouraged to call the sheriff's office, North County Station. A Paso Robles man has been sentenced to 4 years and 4 months in state prison for embezzlement. 38-year-old Robert Conrad Vasquez was found guilty of five felony counts of grand theft, using funds from the company he worked at to pay his rent each month and making frequent payments to pay off his credit card debts. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley, Project Freedom update.
We're not looking for a fight, but Iran also cannot be allowed to block innocent countries and their goods from an international waterway.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth.
There are more than 15,000 U.S. soldiers, sailors, and Marines in this area that are helping to escort these vessels. They are not actively riding alongside the vessels, but they are overwatching them. And so they have the ability to shoot down the incoming Iranian fire.
Fox's Trey Yangston, Tel Aviv. A man with a gun spotted near the White House exchanged gunfire with Secret Service and was shot near the National Mall. He's being charged. A juvenile also shot will survive. The same day, a federal magistrate apologized to the California suspect charged with trying to kill the president at the D.C. Hilton for what he called unfair jail conditions. America is listening to Fox News.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. We'll have some clouds early, then sunshine, high of right around 80. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. And then for the next several days, here we go. Thursday, 90, 90 Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then Tuesday, mid-80s, upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6:06 a.m., 7:54 p.m., we are at 53. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. A reminder, the Atascadero Veterans Memorial Foundation is pleased to host the Memorial Day ceremony, the 25th. The event begins at 11, and there will be a limited seating, so you are encouraged to bring your own chair. There will be a flyover by the Astoria Warbirds and, of course, the Pipes and Drum Corps and the Welcome Home Military Flag Line and et cetera, et cetera. And the Kiwanis will be hosting their delicious barbecue following the event. And also many veteran organizations will be on site with information about veteran services and or programs. Again, that's coming up the 25th. Family Praise and Worship presents free clothing giveaway Saturday the 16th from 9 till 2. Free clothing for everyone to enjoy. Come find a blessing in your size. And if you would like to donate clothes for this event, and then, by the way, this will take place at the Templeton Community Center on Main Street. Again, if you'd like to donate, call Pastor Haynes, 805-975-8594. All righty. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Moving right along here at the Right Choice KPRL, we have 7.5 minutes away from 8.
Happy.
Shuffling some papers here. Birthdays and anniversary brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. That event is coming up on the 19th through the 21st. Check it out, bellajewel.com. Let's see here. Wednesday. Oh, hardly any. Andrea Boatman, David Cass, Nolan Hastings, and Sophia Stevens. That's it. That's all that's on the list today. Short list. All right. On my right-hand side, let's see, here do we go. The Fruit, Sigmund Freud, cuckoo, 1856-1939, the discoverer, some say, of the North Pole. Robert Peary, 1856-1920. Rudolph Valentino, 1895-1926, over 100,000 people lined the streets in New York to see the casket. The restaurant guy, Toots Shore, 1903-1977. Mr. Drysdale from the Beverly Hillbillies, Raymond Bailey, 1904-1980. Pro Football Hall of Fame coach, led the Colts to a world championship and the Jets. Weeb Eubank, 1907-1998. Also on the list, we have Stuart Granger, the actor, 1913-1993. War of the Worlds and Citizen Kane, which is a lousy movie. Orson Welles, 1915-1985. Let's see here. This guy was a really good football player, and also he was an administrator at the University of Wisconsin. Pat Harder, 1922. He died in 1992. Onward we go. One of the greatest baseball players of all time, the Say Hey Kid, number 24, Willie Mays, 1931-2024. Remember the song Dylan Hurricane and the movie Reuben Hurricane Carter, 1937-2014. Not a bad pitcher, where primarily his heyday was with the Cubs, 1940. Bill Hands, he passed away in 2017 from T-Rex, Bill Legend, the drummer. 1944, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. I always wish he would have come to the California Mid-State Fair. Bob Seger, 1945. Greer Jones, the golfer, 1946, had a couple of moments. Guitar player, he played a lot with Elton John, Davy Johnstone, 1951. Fred McNeil, pretty good linebacker with the Vikings, 1952. Onward we go to the list here. Let's see. Everybody's favorite, George Clooney, 1961. The actress Dana Hill, 1964. She died in 1996. I didn't know that. Onward we go. This guy's a really good tight end. From the University of Tennessee, played primarily with the Cowboys, Jason Witten. Jason was born in 1982. Jose Altuve, the second baseman, he'll probably end up in the Hall of Fame. He was born in 1990. If you go online today, you'll see him. Shohei Ohtani struck him out, and Ohtani is holding back his grin because the pitch was 15 feet off the plate. But I've watched Altuve this year, and like with a lot of guys, he's been around and he may end up being a Hall of Fame. I love watching him play, but man, he's a step or two slow at second base right now. It's kind of painful to watch. All right, passing away on this day, Myrtle Corbin. She was a four-legged girl from Texas. She was a sideshow performer. She died in 1928. By the way, she did get married at the age of 19 and gave birth to four daughters and a son. L. Frank Baum, the Wizard of Oz author. He died in 1919. Probably in my top four or five of baseball players of all time. I've got a nice picture signed by him sitting in the office. Vida Blue. Oh, gosh, I absolutely loved him. He passed away in 2023. Marlena Dietrich, very interesting lady. She died in 1992, also passing away on this day. Maria Montessori, she is credited with the world-famous system of teaching children. She passed away in 1952. And Henry David Thoreau, the philosopher known for his book Walden, but also... He wrote the essay Civil Disobedience after being arrested for refusing to pay his poll tax. I like him just for that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list from Westfield, Alabama, a 24-time All-Star. He led the NL in home runs four times, slugging percentage five times. He batted over 300 and posting 100 RBIs 10 times. He was also... He could run. He led the league in stolen bases four times, triples three times, and runs twice. His 179 steals during the 50s was the most. And also, he won 12 consecutive Gold Glove Awards. And remember, that award wasn't created until 1957. He still holds the record for outfielders for the Gold Gloves consecutively. And he led NL center fielders in double plays five times and assists three times. Yeah, he wasn't a bad ball player at all. Willie Mays to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all.
The goats and sheep have arrived in the Salinas Riverbed to once again graze and reduce wildfire risk. Prescribed grazing is an approved method under the city's vegetation management program. Two herds will be grazing in Paso Robles, one progressing north and one going south. They're expected to be completed by June 10th. A series of prescribed burns and training burns have been scheduled at Camp Roberts to occur between May 11th and the 21st, with the largest acreage of up to 12,000 acres proposed to occur on May 19th. If weather is not permitting, the burn may be rescheduled. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Willie hit 301 for a lifetime, 3,200 hits, 660 legitimate home runs, and 1,900 RBIs. My goodness, two-time NL MVP, Rookie of the Year, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to say only. He obviously is in the Hall of Fame, but he got 94% of the votes. How didn't he get 100% of the votes? All right, one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.